This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held productive talks with PM Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam of Mauritius, reaffirming the strength of the India and Mauritius partnership. PM Mr. Modi met with his Mauritian counterpart in Port Louis yesterday during his two-day visit to Mauritius. Two leaders reviewed bilateral relations, ongoing collaborations, and explored new avenues to elevate the special bond between the two countries to even greater heights. The main sectors discussed prominently during the meeting were defense, security, economic linkages, and cultural exchanges. PM affirmed that India was proud to be a valued and trusted development partner for Mauritius, and the two countries would work together for promoting the interests of the Global South. Later in his address during the banquet dinner hosted by the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the India-Mauritius partnership is not limited to our historical relations. It is based on shared values, mutual trust, and a common vision of a bright future. Today, our historical and cultural relations have taken the form of a comprehensive partnership. We are working together on important infrastructure projects which are leaving an indelible mark of development in every corner of Mauritius. The results of mutual cooperation in capacity building and human resource development are being seen in the government and private sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that there is no limit to India-Mauritius relations. He said that there is no limit to our hopes and aspirations regarding our relations. In the times to come, India and Mauritius will continue to work together for the development of our people, peace and security of the entire region. Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan has said this year's union budget has provided for the implementation of the Bharatiya Bhasha Pustak Yojana, which will see textbooks digitized for all 22 scheduled languages as well as English. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Education in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, the minister stressed that Indianness is an important component of the policy of Narendra Modi government. Mr. Pradhan also informed that internet broadband will be installed in all secondary schools and this work has been given to BharatNet. Mr. Pradhan added that 500 crore rupees has been allocated this time for AI in education. Mr. Pradhan said, in the national education policy, no language has been imposed. He said NEP is meant for mother tongue-based education. The minister said that multilingualism is the need of the moment. The minister said that over 1,28,000 crore rupees have been allocated to education in the union budget this year, which is 6.22% more than the previous year. In Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province yesterday, a major security crisis unfolded when separatist militants attacked the Jaffar Express, a passenger train traveling from Quetta to Peshawar. The attack carried out by the Baloch Liberation Army BLA resulted in the train driver being wounded and over 100 passengers taken hostage. 13 militants have been killed in the Pakistani train hijacking operation, say security officials. Pakistan security forces also rescued 80 passengers, according to a government spokesperson. The Jaffar Express, carrying approximately 500 passengers in 9 bogies, was traveling from Quetta to Peshawar when armed men intercepted it in a tunnel near the mountainous terrain of Gudalar and Piru Kunuri. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 11 runs in the final league match at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai yesterday. Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a target of 200 runs. Earlier, put into bat, Royal Challengers Bengaluru posted 199 for the loss of 3 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Mumbai Indians had won the toss and opted to field first. Later, Mumbai Indians scored 188 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.